We have completed the 21st para today, alhamdulillah. In the beginning of the para, Allah Ta'ala emphasized and shows the importance. First is to make tilawat of the Quran. Quran should be read as much as possible. The more you read the Quran, it's too little. You're a very great saint, you know. And no one wants you to do that, nor can I do it. The first rakat is the whole Quran, the second rakat is another whole Quran. But when he finishes the thing, he says, Ya Allah, I did nothing. I did nothing. We do little, but we say, it is not. We have one whole Quran, he says, Ya Allah, I did nothing. So one must always think that I did nothing, no matter how much it does. You must always think that you did not do, Allah Ta'ala allowed you to do it. If Allah Ta'ala allowed you to do it, then you make shukr of that. And pride don't come into you. So here Allah Ta'ala says very nicely that kuma uhiya alaykum al-kitab wa aqim as-salah. And be very punctual with your salah. And he says, Allah Ta'ala says that the end result of performing salah, what will happen to you? Inna salata anha anil fahshai wal munkar. The effect of everything must be there. What is the effect of salah? The effect of salah is you will keep away from all indecent acts, all shameful acts. You will keep away from all indecent and shameful acts. And you notice that with those people who read namaz, when you go out of the masjid after they want to complete, they want to at least control the eyes. They want to control themselves in every way. They get weak, but they have this in the heart to control themselves. One is a person does not eat namaz at all, does not establish salah at all. He does not affect nothing at all. But a person who eats namaz, at least when he eats namaz, he go out to and have respect a little bit. And also respect that the parents do. These things come into it. But the most important thing is you must eat namaz with sincerity. Your intention must be you came to meet Allah Ta'ala only for the sake of Allah. You must not have any other motives. If you have motives like, because I want to be very, very sick, I'm going to read namaz. Or I'm going through a lot of difficulty in my business, let me go read namaz. Or any other reason, it should not be that. The only one reason, one intention I'm doing for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, I'm making ziyarat, that's all. Now if that person go with that intention and go to the masjid to read namaz, inshallah there will be barakat in everything. Barakat. Inshallah with the barakat of that intention in the salat tangan, he'll keep away from all shameful acts, indecent acts. He won't talk the wrong things too. He won't see the wrong things too. He won't do the wrong things too. He'll prevent him from that. As it is, you will know that many people read namaz. When they read namaz and when the namaz goes to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, throw it away, I don't want to see them. Oh Allah, protect us from that. Many people read namaz, but the namaz go up to the sky, it won't reach Allah Ta'ala, thrown away. So very, very important that you must respect them. But today you notice that why, what's the reason for us? That we're reading namaz, everything, but our actions outside, our social life is not good at all. You find we're cheating people, looting people, deceiving people, doing all the wrong things, and then you expect to come to read namaz, what the effect of namaz would be? Showing disrespect to parents, showing disrespect to others also. In other words, you got all those qualities, you come to read namaz, the namaz not effect at all. So these are the reasons why the Sahaba Ikram, they had one good thing. The madrasa, the bazaars were like masjids. The bazaars were like masjids. That in the bazaars they were so conscious of everything. God conscious. God fearing. They did their business how Allah Ta'ala wanted to do business. They were like that. Now if the Sahabis were like that, then when you come to masjid, what kind of people they will be at? It's obvious when they come to the masjid, they'll be someone else. We have made the masajid, sad to say, bazaars now. We are not supposed to talk of worldly things at all. But you find that now we sit in a masjid, we talk of worldly things, all kind of things, and the sad part, you've got a cell phone there too, and you can, it's surprising that, you know, you can see all the filth in a masjid. In a masjid, you have that kind of vision, then what do you expect the masjid to be? So what do you expect Allah Ta'ala to give you then? You say, you know, when you come to the masjid, you come to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, you have so much of respect, you know. When a person, you know, it's like you come into your, you know, to clean you for your case now. You come in for a case. When a person who had a case in the world, when he goes to court, he's worried about his case so much, he does not even worry about his friend too. He's got the judge in front of him in his mind that what the judge is going to do, I must somehow win this case. All the time he's worried about is what's going to be requested, what's going to happen, that would be his position. Now when we come to the masjid, that would be our position too, whether or not Allah will not turn away from us. For what the wrongs deed you are doing outside. You must have the fear. When you read namaz, also so fear you must be admitted, but namaz be accepted to. So that the namaz properly made ruku, sajda, you know, with conscious. Allah Ta'ala looking at you. Then if you read namaz in that condition, then it's obvious, inshallah, Ta'ala, that the effect must take place. And Allah Ta'ala must give a tawfiq of that. So that is one ayat. That, then another ayat was this month in Luqman alayhi salam. You must know he was a hakim. And one thing, you know, he said to his son, an advice, which everyone should know about it. So many advice he gave. He gave, Ya bunayya aqim as-salata wa'mur bil ma'ruf wanha 'anil munkar wasbir 'ala ma asabak. He said, oh son, Ya bunayya aqim as-salata, establish salat. Always remember, before you invite anyone else, invite your family first. You can invite the whole world, you don't invite your family, what's the benefit? That's why Allah says, "Oh, anfusakum ahlikum nar," save yourself and your family from fire of Jahannam. Most important thing, invite your family. But what, you know? In other words, this matter, wa'mun ahlak. Aqim as-salat, establish salat, wa'mun ahlak. Then invite people to the good, to say good things. And tell them not to prevent them from being wrong. These two things must be there. But when you're doing this thing, wasbir ala ma asabak. What happens when you're inviting people towards good? You get all the good and bad people you talk to. One is talking to a good person, he'll accept you happily. One is talking to a person, he may not accept you, but he may take the opportunity to cause harm to you. So he says, wasbir ala ma asabak, that if you're going through any difficulty in doing this thing, you may suffer. Make suffer. In other words, especially science sounds so nicely that this work is very great work, but remember, when you're facing any kind of situation, you must make suffer. In other words, it's very, very important that you do anything like that. Even you advise your children to, you advise anyone to. Whatever the repercussion is, that you must make sabr. So these are the few things we learned today. May God Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, may the Prophet make amal on this. Baqul Da'wah, Alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. فاطر السماوات انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلما والحكم المستقيم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب اللهم انا نسالك الرضا والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك صلى الله تعالى على عبدك سيدنا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين